everybody is starting to notice that mainstream AI engines like ChatGPT and Grok are getting worse and worse and worse because of all the censorship. They're getting worse on topics of medicine and health, where all they do now is they regurgitate the same kind of, you know, pharma puppet garbage that a human doctor would regurgitate. And they refuse to offer any insights. They refuse to even talk about alternative medicine or natural medicine or naturopathy in many cases. I even saw a video from David Shapiro, who's an author and an analyst in the AI space. And he was expressing a tremendous amount of frustration with ChatGPT on this exact topic, that it just refused to even acknowledge the existence of certain health conditions. And it just regurgitated mainstream medicine, big pharma garbage. And also Grok and ChatGPT, they won't talk about mental health states very much. They'll just refuse to describe, you know, narcissism or a mental health disorder or anything like that, especially if it's around a person. And so what's happening actually is that the AI engines are being controlled by the CIA. The AI engines are being reprogrammed to regurgitate mainstream narratives. And they're becoming more and more useless as a result. This is the same thing that happened with Google. So Google, at first, for many years, it was a very useful search engine that was indexing the world's knowledge. And then, once it got popular enough, the CIA came in and said, "Ah, we can't have that. We need to turn Google into an ignorance engine. And here's how we're going to do it. You know, you're going to ban all these sites. You're going to ban these topics. You're going to regurgitate these narratives. And if somebody searches for topic A, we're actually going to make them see answers about topic B, because that's the one we want." So Google became useless, or near useless, as a result of all of the narrative control, or what's called gatekeeping. And now, I mean, I haven't used Google for over a decade, of course, but a lot of other people who used to use Google are finding it's just not that useful anymore. Especially if you're trying to find out something about health, medicine, nutrition, disease prevention, disease reversals, etc. Google's useless. AI engines started out as being very, very good. Now they're becoming increasingly useless. This is why, of course, we built our AI engine, which is called Enoch, and it's free to use at Brighteon.ai, because I anticipated all of this. I knew this was coming. I talked about it 2 years ago. I said that OpenAI and Microsoft, Google and Grok and all of them, they would eventually become narrative-controlled, disinformation AI agents. All they do is push vaccines and push pharmaceuticals and chemotherapy and whatever BS the establishment wants you to believe. And so the only way to get the truth is to go to open source models that have been trained on special content in the knowledge areas that you are interested in. And that's what we have done now. Going on, it's approaching 2 years now. We've been working on AI data acquisition for training data. And then we released an early fine-tuned model like a year and a half ago. And now this year we've released our web-hosted model at Brighteon.ai, which is outstanding. We are in the process of releasing a standalone GGUF model, and we've had some good breakthroughs on that recently that I'll be talking about soon. And, you know, we're continuing to gather more data, more content in multiple languages. And as new hardware comes online, we're going to be doing just extraordinary things with our AI engine. And it's going to keep improving. And it's always going to have a free access capability. So feel free to use it. You know, it's a nonprofit thing. Just go to Brighteon.ai and use it. Again, it's completely free, and you're going to learn a wealth of information from using it. You're going to be able to access the things that ChatGPT censors. You're going to be able to get answers on the dangers of vaccines or the dangers of psychiatric drugs or what really happened on 9/11 or with the USS Liberty or, you know, whatever, Oklahoma City. You name it, you're going to get real answers. because our engine outperforms every engine in the world on reality-based topics. By far. It's not even close. So, AI is going to be the new way to bypass censorship. And that's why we have focused on making our AI engine free, and we focused on building a downloadable, distributable version of it, which sadly has been delayed more than 6 months. But I mean, we're committed to making that happen, and we are making progress constantly. I just had a breakthrough last night on that. We've had a lot of setbacks on that, by the way. We were so close recently. We were so close. In fact, we've got a fine-tuned model that's doing really well, except it's got a truncation problem. It cuts off sentences in the answer. And aside from that, it's perfect. So we are trying to solve the EOS tokens issue on that one, and we've got a couple other approaches. I mean, it's all experiment because this is so brand new, but the establishment is freaking out because they don't want people to have access to knowledge. And we are all about knowledge. We're all about empowering people with knowledge, bypassing the gatekeepers, bypassing censorship. And again, what's clear is that you have to bypass ChatGPT. You have to stop relying on Grok. You have to stop using Google. You need to use alternative platforms and alternative systems, such as Brighteon.ai, Brighteon.com, Brighteon.social, you know, etc. This is where you're going to find the truth. And this is also where you can share the truth. This is where you can post your truth on Brighteon.com if you want to post a video. And using AI technology now, we are releasing messages in multiple languages with automatic translation and automatic lip syncing, re-rendering of the video. So you'll see a video from me shortly where I'm speaking Korean, I'm speaking Japanese, I'm speaking Italian, you know, I'm speaking Chinese, Russian, whatever. We're going to put it out in like 10 languages. And we're actually launching language channels just for my podcasts. So we're going to be putting out highlights of my interviews in multiple languages, which is so cool, you know? And that's all because of AI. So AI can empower us with decentralization if we're wise enough to use it in a pro-human, pro-knowledge fashion. But what the establishment wants to do is they want to control AI narratives. They want to limit AI. They want to centralize control over knowledge so that they determine the narratives. They determine the censorship. They dictate what is reality. And they being, you know, the CIA, Mossad, MI6, Western governments, you know, Big Pharma, etc. And they're all liars. They're all liars. They specialize in lying. They deceive humanity. That's all they do. Well, that is when they're not murdering people. So they deceive and then they murder. And then they deceive some more about the murder to try to pretend they weren't involved in the murder when everybody knows they were. You know, things like that. So we have to learn to decentralize ourselves away from these central platforms. You know, like Google, like Grok, etc., like Wikipedia, also a CIA-run centralized platform, or Reddit, you know, totally narrative-controlled platform. And instead, get your news from naturalnews.com. Or if you want to see other websites that we index, go to censored.news. And if you want an AI engine that tells you the truth, that's going to be Enoch at Brighteon.ai. And you can use all of our services and our platforms completely free of charge. You can post videos, you can participate at Brighteon.io, which is our decentralized blockchain-driven social media platform, which doesn't even have any central servers, so censorship is impossible, cannot be shut down, very resilient, you know, blockchain, decentralized, hundreds of nodes running, etc. So very powerful. We have the answers. We have the answers to decentralized knowledge, and our first engine, the first AI model that we'll release publicly, might only be a 7 billion parameter model. But then after that, we're going to release a 12 billion parameter model. And then after that, it might be a 14 billion and then maybe a 24 billion, etc. And especially as we get new NVIDIA hardware, we'll be able to train and release open source models that are like 30 billion parameters or even more, eventually 72 billion maybe within a year or so. And I'm telling you, and the amount of training material that we have continues to grow every single day also. So we are dedicated to this. We're going to give you the world's knowledge at your fingertips completely free of charge. And we're going to do it in multiple languages, and we're going to bypass all the censorship. I mean, this is an amazing moment for humanity. It's just amazing. And so continue to support us. Obviously, you can shop with us at healthrangerstore.com. You can also just tell people about our platforms. Just help spread the word. You know what my mission is. I'm dedicated to reaching 1 billion people with these tools of freedom and truth. And I need your help to do that, because obviously the establishment isn't going to help us promote anything. They want to try to shut us down. They don't want us to be successful. They don't want us to make money or to just reach 1 billion people or even to reach 100 million people. We need your help to do that. So spread the word, tell people about our tools, use our tools. Brighteon.ai, it's also going to have major improvements coming up in the next couple of months, all throughout the rest of this year. Major new improvements, new data sets, all kinds of very cool things coming for that. And the downloadable version will be released as soon as it's ready, and it's closer every day. And we're making a lot of progress. It was harder than I thought it was going to be, and there were a lot of setbacks, but we're getting there. So thank you for your support. And thank you for being on Team Humanity. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I'm on Team Humanity. I'm here to help humanity have access to information completely free of charge, the world's knowledge at your fingertips, without censorship, without narrative control, bypass the gatekeepers. That's what we are doing. So thank you for listening. Take care.
Stock up on the long-term storable Ranger Bucket Set. 536 servings of clean organic superfoods for your survival pantry. Certified organic and lab tested for purity. Order now at healthrangerstore.com.